This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will visit Cooch Behar in West Bengal today for election campaigning. At the Cooch Behar Ras Mela ground, he will campaign in support of BJP candidates contesting on 8 seats of Cooch Behar district and 5 seats of the Alipurduar district. Ahead of the Prime Minister's rally, state BJP President and Rajya Sabha MP Shamik Bhattacharya appealed the residents of Cooch Behar to make the Prime Minister's public meeting a grand success. The BJP has released its fifth list of 5 candidates for the West Bengal Assembly polls. Anupam Biswas will contest from Kalyani SC, Tarak Nath Chatterjee from Krishnanagar Uttar, Saurav Sigdar from Damdam Uttar, Anindya Raju Banerjee from Madhyam Gram and Rudra Prasad Banerjee from the Uluberia Purba Assembly constituency. The party also revised names from its previous list. Now Kaushik Siddharth will contest from Basirhat Uttar, Abhijit Sardar from Bishnupur SC and Shankar Sigdar will contest from Bihala Purba Assembly constituency. The Election Commission of India, ECI, has removed Atanu Chakravarti, the sector assistant of the Panihati Assembly constituency in West Bengal, and issued a show cause notice for misconduct and dereliction of duty. This action follows reports of Chakravarti's involvement in political activities with a specific party, which the commission took into cognizance. In a separate incident, the commission initiated disciplinary action against the inspector in charge of Behrampur, Murshidabad district, and for dereliction of duty. This follows reports of unlawful obstruction during the election campaign and nomination process of senior Congress leader and former MP Adhir Ranjan Chaudhary. Additionally, the ECI has initiated action against 4 Trinamool Congress TMC leaders in connection with the same incident. The campaigning for Kerala Assembly elections has reached its peak. Candidates across all 140 constituencies are leaving no stone unturned to connect with voters. Senior leaders from major political parties are also actively participating in the concluding phase through public meetings and roadshows across Kerala. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to attend a roadshow in Bepur and a public rally in Katakara, among other engagements. Meanwhile, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge will participate in campaign events in Perumedu and Kottakara. CPIM General Secretary M.A. Baby is taking part in campaign programs in constituencies including Vamanapuram and Varakala today. As the countdown to the end of campaigning begins, party is making their final push to sway voters. A total of 345 Indian fishermen stranded in Iran amid the ongoing West Asia conflict arrived safely in Chennai yesterday after being evacuated through Armenia. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, the fishermen were brought back as part of India's continued efforts to ensure the safety of its nationals in the conflict-affected region. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar, in a social media post, expressed gratitude to the Armenian government for facilitating the evacuation and thanked his counterpart Ararat Mirzoyan for enabling the safe transit of Indian nationals from Iran to India amid the conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump has given a 48-hour ultimatum to Iran to open the Strait of Hormuz. In a social media post, Mr. Trump reminded Iran that it had 10 days to either make a deal or open up the Hormuz Strait on 26th of March. He warned Iran that it has a mere 48 hours before facing severe consequences. The U.S. president has been repeatedly threatening to bomb Iran's energy sites while also seeking a diplomatic arrangement to end the war. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that several Iranian military leaders have been killed in a massive strike in Tehran. Sharing a video of U.S. military strike in Tehran, Mr. Trump said in a social media post that many of Iran's military leaders who have led them poorly, unwisely, have been eliminated in a massive strike in Tehran. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Gujarat Titans by 6 runs in a last over thriller at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.